Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. We don't get to hear from them too often, but when we do, they always have interesting thoughts. They are the Patriots' positional coaches. On Tuesday, as the Pats got set for a few days off during the bye week, we chatted with the likes of Ivan Fears, Patrick Graham, and Chad O'Shea. Here's some of what they had to say on a compelling Tuesday in Foxborough.
If you went on the last game, you could say, yeah, that'd probably be a pretty good thing. But, you know, we just feel like our goal around here has always been from day one to be better at the end than we are at the beginning, So, you know, that's pretty much it. You know, whatever it was last week, hopefully it'll be the same next week. And then after, if it is next week, then we say, okay, maybe we do have some good rhythm going.
Let me put it to you this way. That's what we're going to do. And the guy that's out there producing, he'll get a few more shots. I mean, if he's really, we got a guy that's hot on the field right now, we'll leave him out there. And everybody knows that. They all know what we do. So that's what we're going to do.
I think they're playing hard. They work hard in the classroom. They work hard, you know, take care of their bodies and everything. And, you know, all we can ask them to do is, you know, come into the building, do your job, be attentive, work hard. And that's what they're doing. And, you know, the success they've had out on the field as a group, as a team we've had, is because of that hard work. And, I mean, now if they were taking shortcuts or anything, then you wouldn't get the results you're getting. But they're working hard, trying to be better. And they know they're not perfect right now. And, I mean, if you talk to them, I can't speak for them, but they're trying to get better, and that's all you can ask right there.
You know, we're all lucky to have him. He's a very good player, you know, versatile, like you said, smart. You know, he can, you know, make adjustments on the fly, in-game adjustments, you know, and he prepares well. He practices hard. He does all the right things. He's a great player. I'm very lucky to have him. We're all lucky to have him.
I think that we have a really good group of guys that are willing to be coached. They come to work every day with a great attitude and are really willing to accept any coaching, and they're also willing to accept any advice that some of the older players have that we have on this team. We have great veteran players that do a good job of steering them in the right direction, whether it be on or off the field. I think that's something that is very important for those players, and it's something that they've definitely benefited from, having a strong football team here in terms of leadership.
You could probably say it is, but you know, you can't dwell on it, and you say, and you just look forward to the next game and trying to do better. And you know, we're playing against a team in 2 weeks against Carolina, who's unbelievably good up front. You know, they have really great players, and the challenge will be certainly as great in 2 weeks as it's been throughout the whole season. So that's how it is.
I like coaching. And I like being out there and watching them get it done on the field. And for me, when they're out there having success on the field, I feel like I've accomplished what I need to do. And however that fits, that's what my job is, to get them out there and produce on the field to win. So that's what we're going to strive to do.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.